Delta variant spreading rapidly from coast to coast. The number of new cases up more than 11,000 from just a week ago. The increase in cases hitting hospitals hard once again. Since last week, hospital admissions are up more than 35%. The new numbers prompting a return of a mask mandate in Los Angeles County. As of today, everyone must wear a mask indoors, regardless of vaccine status. Health officials say the Delta variant and unvaccinated Americans are driving this wave of new infections. News Nation's Alexandria Limon is at the Capitol with the latest on the fight against the Delta variant.
Since the 4th of July, the number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. has been on the rise, and U.S. health officials say those cases, along with the hospitalizations and deaths that will follow, all could have been avoided if more people were vaccinated. Less than half of Americans are fully vaccinated, and Louisiana has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, who's a physician, blamed vaccine hesitancy on Democrats.
Here we're going to be partisan, but over here, you better trust us. That just doesn't work.
Senator Cassidy encouraged people to see medical professionals for accurate information and said he's trying to help share facts.
You choose either to be vaccinated or to accept a higher rate of unnecessary death.
And the information that's found on social media platforms is the topic of contentious debate here in Washington. Last week, President Biden blamed social media platforms for allowing the spread of misinformation.
They're killing people.
Two-thirds of the people who have not gotten vaccinated say because they've got something off of social media. Come on.
Senator Amy Klobuchar defended President Biden's comments.
I really appreciate President Biden calling this out. And for months now, I've been taking on the dirty dozen, 12 people responsible for something like 60% of this misinformation.
The administration says social media companies must do more. Facebook is pushing back, saying it is promoting accurate information from sources like the CDC. Facebook says the administration is looking for a scapegoat. And the former Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, who served under President Trump, says the current CDC guidance on masks is harmful. He says the agency should instead encourage people to continue wearing masks, even if they're vaccinated, until the number of COVID-19 cases decreases. Reporting in Washington, Alexandra Limon.